This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It is difficult to say exactly what's happening in Gaza at this hour. Red Cross trucks were seen leaving Gaza at the Rafah crossing, containing additional hostage releases. But smoke can also be seen on the Gaza skyline, though there's no indication it's the result of more fighting. The current pause in fighting is almost over. Negotiators are trying to get it extended, but there's no word that such a deal has yet been made.
This is all in the hands of Hamas. The Israelis have said if they continue to release 10 hostages a day, they will extend by a day.
That is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfeld. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. federal prosecutors have announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen who was originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
You might remember there was a similar incident in Canada about a month ago.